Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
checking in
on those good vibes. Hit us up on the phone lines, 585-252-9800 is the number. Are the vibes up? Please tell us why. Why don't you start today?
Yeah. Our friend Jess is here. Our friend Jess is here.
Okay, I was good. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, yeah.
Let's talk about you. That's fine. Let's go to Jess.
I know. I feel like Jess's are more important, though. So Jess was here on Friday.
Oh, our girl Jess from the studio. Yeah.
Yes. And she says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Jess here. Vibes are great this morning. Only two houses to clean today, and then I'm going to take my son driving later now that he officially has his permit.
Go Jaden!
Whee!
That a boy!
Ooh, have a great day, guys. We are so proud of him. You know, we met him Friday with Jess, and he was like, I'm going to take my permit test later. We're like, crush it. Yeah, and he did!
Just cool, chill vibes.
He did. Vibes are okay for me. I'm feeling a little under the weather. Throat's closing, but everything's fine.
Nice.
I have calling hours tonight for a friend, which is sad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My friend's parent, excuse me. And then I'm going to grab dinner with an old friend who I haven't seen in quite some time.
Tell us where you're going.
TBD at this point. Unclear, but somewhere in the Victor Fairport region.
You know where I've been wanting to go? There's two places I feel like I've been everywhere. I haven't been to Velvet Belly. I know I've mentioned
that. I know.
That. And I haven't been to Village Gate, like the restaurant there.
Oh, yeah.
My buddy.
The Gatehouse?
Yeah, the Gatehouse. Yeah, so yeah, my yeah. buddy, who's very hard to please, loves it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so last Saturday, I went to Fiorella, which is right next door to Velvet Belly.
Yeah.
Delicious. And I thought the same thing. I'm like, never been to that one yet. So gotta check it out. I wanted to go to Patron Saint, but then my friend said that, they went out to dinner with eight people there and it was $1,700. So we're going to skip that one. We're going to skip that one.
I went with six people, and that was over 700 something, maybe a little bit more. It's a little pricey place. It's beautiful. I love it. It's a steakhouse.
Not the mortgage.
You know, you get what you pay for. What was I going to ask you? I don't remember. Let's get to somebody else here. Who else is here, Breeze?
Let's see. We have Hannah here. Hannah says, good morning. Feeling good because it's a little warmer than it's been the last couple days and not as much snow on the ground. It's the little things. I didn't have to brush my car off this morning, which was amazing.
Yeah, that is nice. It's the simple pleasures. Yesterday, it felt like -6 after 10 a.m., and it truly felt like -6. I had to walk to take the trash out. Well, I'm like, you know, if I could sit in a cold plunge for X amount of minutes, I could take the trash out without a coat.
I know.
This is brutal.
Without a coat? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Bad vibes? Okay, last night, so annoyed. I was selling something on Facebook, and the person came to pick it up and couldn't find my apartment, of course. So I had to run outside with no clothes on. Literally was wearing a tank top and shorts. I'm like, okay, great.
They're like, ah, okay, just.
She's like, oh my God, get inside. I'm like, here are the things, whatever. It was $15. She gave me $10. I'm like, perfect. Love this. Not her snubbing me.
Facebook Marketplace. We absolutely love it.
But these things happen, I guess. What am I to do? As long as it's gone, I don't really care. What about you, Vibesies?
Vibes are a little bit all over the place. I'm thankful I got to have my first meal last night at 7.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
Ended the 72-hour water fast. It was a success. I got through it. I had a half a piece of salmon, some cottage cheese and lettuce, a salad, and a little bit of wine. You know, I'm a little aggravated, to be honest, because I went and got my blood work yesterday. And you know, everything came back.
That's good news.
Everything came back great. And then we go over to the cholesterol panel. And, you know, I've lost some weight.
Yeah.
Been working out.
For sure.
I haven't been eating bad. And my cholesterol went up 30 points.
No.
Now it's at 330 something from 305. I'm like, this is.
It's a genetic thing,
I'm
man.
Like, there's
it has
no.
to be.
Yeah. And I called my sister-in-law, who's a nurse. She's like, listen, your cardiologist said, give it a full year to see what's up. You have until June. And then whatever happens.
No, that's still so frustrating.
I was pissed, Breeze. I was
You've
just so.
You've literally been doing all of the things.
It got worse.
Like.
And you made a joke earlier in the week. Like, you should go get your blood work. And I'm like, the perfect time to do it. And my buddy Dwight did the same thing. He called me yesterday and was like, I went this morning. If you're going to get really solid, like, accurate
readings.
Yeah, you should do it now after a 3-day fast. I'm like, you're right. So I went yesterday after the show, and they came back.
I know.
A couple hours later,
I was like, watch it go up.
Like, rapidly, your health is rapidly declining, and I feel like it is. My HDL is great. The good cholesterol is at a great level. However, I'm just so pissed that I have to deal with this at 40. And it's like, you know, I guess that's the time you have to deal with it.
It has to be. There's no way. You've lost like 25 pounds. Like, I.
Well, like 18. But
okay, whatever.
Thank you.
Not me giving you more credit than you deserve.
Yeah, my grandma suffered from it bad on my mom's side.
And what was she, like 7 pounds?
She wasn't heavy. She wasn't eating nothing like that.
That's what I'm saying.
It sucks. So.
No, that's really frustrating. I feel for you. That's crazy. Like.
And, you know, I'm not the type of guy. I'm not going to live my life and go day by day with eating salads. And
no.
I can't do it. I'm not going to do
it. It's not sustainable.
I want to live my life.
That's not
sustainable. So if I have to go on the meds, then that's what I got to do.
You gave it your best go. But at this point, it seems like a family history thing. So.
Yeah. But anyways, enough about us. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. For the big story of the day, I'm just going to touch on the robbery that took place at the mall at Grease Ridge. The Dubai jewelry store.
Ew.
This was no joke. When it comes to theft, what is going on at the malls?
Right.
Just when I was getting ready to throw the tracksuit on and go for a walk. I can't do it.
Can't do it.
Give you some updates coming up next on the show.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY. PXY Mornings, you got Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. A lot of us are very familiar with the theft that took place at the mall. I think this was on Monday. The Greece Police Department are still looking for those suspects who robbed the Dubai jewelry store at the Greece Ridge Mall. This was Monday around 6:45 p.m. And police say eight suspects went into that mall, six of them into the Dubai jewelry store. Two stayed nearby. And the suspects' ages from, they were from 15 years old to 25.
Right.
Quite the demographic there. More masks and gloves. They jumped over the counter. They used a baseball bat to smash the display case. I mean, some of you have may already seen this footage from this robbery. But
was this like in the middle of the day? Like when did this take place?
6:45 p.m. They tore this place up. There was about, I mean, was they did it right in front of the
walking around.
I don't know what, I don't know the foot because, traffic like, in the mall at that time on a Monday.
You know, like most of those jewelry stores are like outwardly facing. There's not, you don't really go into a jewelry store. It's kind of like on display for people as they're walking by. You know what I mean?
Well, this is a corner store and right. It was facing the food court. It was right in front of it. So they were obviously ballsy. They had no problem going in there at that time and stealing almost $90,000 worth of jewelry. $3,000 in damages to the display cases. Store security tried to stop the suspects, but they were threatened with a baseball bat. So on camera, you can see them be like, nope, take what you want. Suspects ran to the food court to the exit. Another security officer was almost hit by a baseball bat by another suspect. They left in a dark Chevrolet Malibu. And Rochester police later found the car empty on Lang Street. I mean, of course, they're asking anyone with information to contact the Greece Police Department at 585-865-9200 so they can give all these guys an appearance ticket in court just for them not to show up and around we go.
Right. Lawless
city. So, whatever.
Why are they doing things like this? Because they can.
Because they can.
Because they can.
Wouldn't you if there was no repercussions?
It's like the purge.
That's what it feels like.
It's quite alarming.
If between this, honest. The theft with all the vehicles in the city, and now it's not just in the city anymore.
No,
it's Greece. It's Penfield. It's
all over.
Pittsford. It's Fairport.
Right.
So, on to happier news.
Things
somebody at the studio's sick.
Yeah, let's lighten things up. Someone's on their deathbed. No, you guys, it's so bad.
See what happens when you move in with somebody?
Yeah, moving in with a partner and then like not being able to get away from them when they're sick and ill so you don't get sick and ill. It is quite tough. I'm very curious, considering the fact that it's been many moons since I've lived with a partner. What do you do in that situation? Because, like, I'm not sleeping on the couch.
You gotta sleep in separate rooms.
Not really a lot of space for that. We're not really living in place with multiple rooms.
Well, lucky for you, you live with her brother, so you can bunk with him.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Well, we'll talk about all that coming up next.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show.
I'm unwell.
I know. So Breezy moved in with her girlfriend. Her girlfriend officially got her sick. Now she's miserable, and her throat is closing up as we speak.
It's a very small hole. Listen, I just...
Thank
I'm
you.
Trying to figure out what the next move is here, because now that I'm living with my girlfriend, I'm asking others who live with their significant other, how do you navigate this? Because it's cold and flu season in full effect, full swing. Here we go. Right? And it seems like a lot of people are getting sick. Weather's getting colder. It's snowing. No one's wearing a jacket. I'm not really sure. And the other day she was like, I'm not feeling great. I'm like, okay. There's like a plethora of things it could be.
Yeah.
But she's like, no, it's like a cold. I'm like, okay. Well, what do I do?
God forbid you cough in front of anyone anymore.
I know. They're like COVID. bird flu.
Well, lucky for you, Breezy, you live with your girlfriend's brother as well. He's got a room next door, so you can start bunking with him.
I'm so good. Thank you, though.
What I do see picturing, knowing the type of individual that you are, is you asking him to leave so you can have his room.
Yeah. So we're going to need you to leave. So with that being said, now I'm sick. My throat is closing. She's sick. How are we going to get better if we're just all up in each other's spaces and doing all of the things?
Yeah, because married couples don't have a choice. I mean, when your significant other is sick, do you still get in bed with them and go to bed at night? Or right. Do you sleep somewhere else in the house? Because I know plenty of people who still like, if they're sick, then I just accept the fact that I'm probably going to get sick.
Right.
And we carry on. Do you guys do that?
I don't want to be that person. I don't want to get sick. But at the same time, where am I to go? Because I'm not going to boot her to the couch. She's not feeling well. She's sick. She wants to be in her comfortable bed as much as I do. But it gets dicey when you share a bed. It
look
does.
Look at the two opposite texts that come in. It's just absolutely absurd. On one hand, Steve says, we're married, so if my wife is sick, then I get sick, but I still get in bed with her. And then Janine texts in, and then she says, if my husband is sick, he can sleep in the garage.
Not the garage.
Oh, wow. It's all about a healthy balance.
This person says, I swear by elderberry.
Yeah, I do too.
What's elderberry?
Elderberry is an awesome antioxidant. You could take it in gummy form. I pop one every morning. You just take an elderberry gummy. And the other thing that I started taking too, Breezy, with flu season right here with us, is a zinc pill. Zinc is fantastic for your immune system. Just pop a zinc pill every morning.
Well, okay, these are all fine and well suggestions, but the train has left the station. I'm sick now.
Nothing we can do about that. We can't go back in time.
So my throat's closing. Everyone's dream, truly. They're like, thank God. I do feel bad, but when it comes down to it, like me getting sick and her getting sick, if I'm sick, that's the most important thing, in my opinion. Which might be wrong, but...
If who's sick?
If I'm sick.
Why?
Out of the two of us.
Why?
Because I need to take care of myself. I need to be on the mend. The people are relying on me.
Oh, it's always about the people.
I'm a warrior for this city.
Yeah, so. No, and I understand that, but you can't, like, devalue the work that she does. She's saving people's lives. What does she do?
Her work is way more impactful than mine. So
I know it definitely is. But what exactly does she do on a daily basis?
She works with people with disabilities.
Okay, so not sick people.
Mm-mm.
Just like, you know,
she's
on her deathbed.
No.
Oh, she's not a nurse. Okay, I thought she was.
Wrong girl.
That was the last
girl.
One.
Yeah, different girl.
Okay,
get them all straight.
You love people though that you
caretakers.
You love caretakers.
Yeah.
So why doesn't she take care of you?
Cuz she's trying to take care of herself. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. So.
So here's what you're going to do, because I don't know how, this is the first day of you being sick.
Yeah.
I don't know how long this is going to last. Thank God tomorrow's Friday. Okay, it's creeping up on us.
Right.
But you got to switch things up tonight. So when you go home, you got to figure out who's sleeping where, because you don't want to make things worse. And also, the first thing you do, because you, is she staying home today?
No.
Okay,
I don't believe so.
When you get home, disinfect everything.
Okay.
The knobs. Lysol everywhere.
The knobs. Okay. All right. I'll do the best I can. Also, one more thing before we wrap this up. I asked her this morning, I was like, do we have like cough medicine here or like Dayquil or something?
She's
like, yeah, in the cabinet. In the medicine cabinet.
It expired.
This woman is drinking like medicine in liquid form. I'm like, be an adult and pop a pill.
Is it all liquids?
All liquids.
You know what else you need to do? Like, wash those pillowcases. So many people don't do it. And get a new toothbrush.
Oh my God.
All
it's
of these
cost
things.
Me millions.
98PXY traffic.
If you're just heading out on 104 East or West, the Keeler Expressway between Seneca and Culver, not seeing anything that's going to slow you down there. And at last check, on time coming in on 490 West between 441 and Goodman. Picking up a slight slowdown on the west side, 531 West near Union Street, and an accident in the city on Atlantic at Merriman being cleared. I'm Marty Casper with the latest from the Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Experience Magic Rocks. Illusionist Leon Etienne. Live Saturday, February 15th at Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino. You've seen him on America's Got Talent, Penn and Teller, and more. Witness a jaw-dropping, immersive show packed with mind-blowing illusions, sleight of hand, and non-stop laughter. Magic Rocks. Illusionist Leon Etienne. Tickets on sale now at SenecaNiagaraCasino.com. Get yours before they disappear. Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino. Nothing else comes close.
It's a new year and time to update your style. It's easy when you shop Plato's Closet. Check Plato's Closet every day on Instagram, online, and on Facebook for daily drops and promotions. Be the first to know and the first to get all the trendy pieces you need to ramp up your look this year. Plato's Closet has all the snap-worthy, insta-cool pieces you're looking for at up to 70% off mall prices. Check your social media and stop in today for great looks at great prices. Plato's Closet with 3 area locations in Henrietta, in Victor, and in Greece.
Fox tonight.
Break!
It's an all-new Animal Control. Then.
I like this private.
He just ran into a door.
But at least he ran.
Dennis Leary stars in the new comedy, Going Dutch.
Tonight, starting at 9 on Fox Rochester.
Turn to Buffalo Plus. Complete coverage of the Bills and this year's playoff journey. Unique content you won't find anywhere else. Subscribe to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel or listen wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, get nightly updates on the Bills on 13 Wham News.
Jurassic Quest is back for 3 days only. See life-size animatronic dinosaurs, including Velociraptor, Triceratops, the massive T-Rex, and so many more. Interact with walking dinos and baby dinos. Experience incredible dinosaur rides, giant fossil digs, inflatables, the fossil science exhibit, and more. Don't miss the largest and most realistic dinosaur event on tour at Rochester Riverside Convention Center this weekend only. Tickets are flying fast. Use promo code SAVE20 to save 20% when you buy at JurassicQuest.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get 1 full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-298-9509. That's 800-298-9509. 800-298-9509.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
can show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through a drought. You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch. Baby,
wake up with Moose and Breezy when you ask it to play 98PXY.
98PXY from Odyssey.
Thinking about
on PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Some of you may or may not know that our girl Breezy was nominated a while back through Rochester City Magazine for Best Radio Personality. Everyone has been on pins and needles, waiting on the results. And when I say everyone, I just mean Breezy. But last night I got a voicemail from Breezy and the results are in. I'm going to play you that voicemail she left. And all I can say is you're going to want to hear this. It's after the break on PXY.
98 PXY traffic.
Running on time on 590 South between Empire and Monroe Ave. Northbound lanes as well. 490 eastbound inbound from the CSX overpass to Meg Street also looking good. And if the thruway's part of your commute, running on time between the Victor and Canandaigua exits in both directions. I'm Marty Casper with the latest from the Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Injured? Call 1-800-8000. That's 1-800-800-0000.
This is WPXY FM and HD1 Rochester. Home of BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Moose is hot.
Yeah. Breezy.
She's the best.
She's so funny.
The morning show is awesome.
The number one hit music station. We are 98PXY.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. For the last month, Breezy has gone out of her way to campaign to make sure everyone in the 585 knows that she was nominated for Rochester City Magazine's Best Local Media Personality.
Yeah.
Well, last Friday was the award ceremony, and because there was a conflict of interest, but also no guarantee that Breezy had won, she didn't attend. So
Couldn't swing it.
So we've been wondering for the last 6-7 days now if Breezy has, you know, another reason to pat herself on the back. Well, we no longer have to sit on the edge of our seats, you guys, because yesterday, I don't know where I was, but I missed a call from Breezy and I get a voicemail from her with the results. And I want to play you that voicemail right now. Live on the air, because I found it so pathetic.
Cue it up.
Take a listen to the message Breezy left me on what the results were for winning Best Local Media Personality in the 585. Did she do it? Here it is.
Hey, it's me. I just got some pretty devastating news about the Best of Rochester Awards, and not gonna lie, like, I'm triggered. I'm very triggered. I just feel like all my hard work, all the campaigning, it was all for nothing. It's a wash. So, context clues, didn't win. Actually, so angry, like, not even angry, just sad. Like, you think you know some people, you think you know what's gonna happen, and you try your hardest, and like, oh, slipping through the fingertips like grains of sand. Like, it's just, it's too much. And I honestly, like, I'm really upset. And I don't know. I want to say we'll get them next year, but this is literally the third time I've been nominated for this award and haven't gotten it. And I'm not trying to be like a sore loser or anything, but like, is it rigged or is it rigged? Because like, the person who won works there. So I don't know. It's just, it's giving, it's an inside job. It's giving, the call is coming from inside the house. But, I mean, we'll talk about it. Give me a call back. All right, bye.
And there you have
Where's
it.
Where's the lie?
I'm so sorry.
Where's the lie?
So now that we know you're not the best radio personality in Rochester, we actually got word that it was Evan Dawson, who I think does a podcast. I don't know. How does that make you feel?
No disrespect on his name whatsoever, but I don't know who that man is.
Well, he used to be an anchor for 13, Wham.
Okay.
For a long time. And now I think he does, I don't know, he works for WXXI. But the big question here is, where do we go from here, Breezy? Because you have been campaigning and spent weeks creating fake email accounts to vote for yourself.
Like, you think, like I said in the voicemail, you think you know some people, you think you could count on others, and you just can't. And I think this was a big eye-opening experience for me to know that the only person in this world that you really have is yourself. Because all those people that were like, I'm voting for you, I'm praying for you. Like, no, you're not. You didn't vote for me. And it just, like I said, we'll get him next year, but we won't because it's over.
It's
the sun is set.
It's so dramatic.
No,
it really
it's
is.
Really not.
Does anyone know who somebody who went out of their way to vote for themselves for an award that, dare I say, it's not that important? And then they lost and they felt their world was just completely shattered. Anyone know someone like that or just me?
I'm not trying to be that girl, but like if I went to that party and didn't win, it would have been, dare I say, social suicide.
I think what's so hilarious about this is Breezy forced her girlfriend to reach out to the girl in charge of this party last Friday, the award ceremony, and ask if Breezy won. And the response was, if you want to know the results, you have to show up.
Yeah.
And because there was no guarantee, Breezy refused to go. And would it have been social suicide? Maybe.
Yeah, it would have been really tough. It would have been a tough scene. And everyone's like, oh, you're just a sore loser. Oh, you're just a brat. But you don't know how it feels to have your hopes and dreams ripped from your fingertips. You don't know what that feels like. So you're not in my position. You'll never know.
I feel like I heard a little bit of Trump in that voicemail from yesterday. It was rigged. Listen.
Recount the votes. This person said, Breezy, I wanted... Breezy wanted to message... Oh, this is my girlfriend. Breezy wanted me to message the people in charge of the magazine and straight up ask them if she won before the results were out. And then she asked me to send out a mass email to all of my coworkers.
Yes.
I did do that. And my efforts went unnoticed because I didn't win.
That's how it goes. You know what I mean?
You gotta get like,
boots on the ground.
I would have loved to known the results of like how close everything, like was I at least second place or... was it one vote? Because if it was by one vote and someone here didn't vote for me, absolute snakes upstairs. Like, I'm just
19 years ago, I was on Channel 13's Dancing with the Stars, the radio version.
Sure. Okay.
I was up against 12 other personalities. It came down to the top three. Okay, it was me.
You and Wee's just square dancing.
No, listen, it came down to me, someone down the hall at her sister station, Wesley from the B, and then I think it was Kimberly from the Buzz, who everyone absolutely adored.
Oh, she's a gem.
Yeah, she truly is.
Hope she's well.
So I went out of my way to do the same thing. I voted for myself hundreds of times.
Right.
All right, so came down to final three, live TV. They kicked Kimberly out. Now it's down to the two. And I missed it. I missed it by almost like maybe a dozen votes. That's how close it was. And I'll be honest. I worked hard. I put a lot of practice into dancing. Just day in and day out.
Yeah.
While trying to practice and perform for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at MCC. It was 19-hour days I was putting in.
He's a performer, folks. What can we say?
And me losing that Dancing with the Stars because I so badly wanted that trophy. That was, they probably got on Amazon for
$3. No, it was from the dollar store for sure.
Yeah, I so badly wanted that.
I have one in here.
I can understand your feelings of feeling devastated. Mine lasted maybe 24 hours and I got over it. You, what you're feeling right now is going to last a lifetime.
I'm mourning a loss. A literal loss. And you know what? All these people who are like, you shouldn't vote for yourself and blah, 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 blah. If you're not your biggest fan, that's an issue. You need to seek inward. If you're not your biggest fan, why? Ask yourself, why am I not my biggest fan? What can I change about myself? For me, I would climb mountains for myself.
No, yeah, we know.
And you know what?
We know this.
The award was lost, but
you know what you should do right now?
Dignity still stands.
Yeah, well, you should take a second right now to wish your other nominees a congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, like, you guys...
Go ahead. The
you
stage
guys
is yours.
Crushed.
Say Evan Dawson. Go ahead.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
Do it. Come on. Be a good sport.
I think it was Evan Dawson, Scott Hetzko, and Adam Chodak.
Right.
you guys are all awesome. I mean,
say congratulations,
congrats,
Evan, on being best personality in Rochester.
Congrats on getting that W, Evan.
For being the best personality in Rochester.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800. 98.5,
the number one hit music. It's just a devastating scene. Rochester natives in California describe the scene as apocalyptic as these wildfires absolutely rage on. And there's a lot of people that are transplants from Rochester. They grew up here. They lived here their whole life. Moved to LA. That was you, Moose, for many, many years. And a Greece native, Anthony McCall, shares several photos of the Los Angeles region, now living in Silver Lake. He moved there in May of 2024. He said, I've already experienced a few earthquakes and now these wildfires, not something I'm used to in Rochester. It's all over the news. It's all over Instagram. It's all over everywhere. And if you've seen these fires, you know just how devastating they look from the pictures. I can't imagine what they look like in person.
It's truly very scary. Yeah.
There's been gusts have been reported to reach up to 80 mile per hour winds, and they're just feeding these fires to just continue to spread. Officials reported at least 5 people were killed and more than 1,000 structures were destroyed at this time. And it doesn't look like it's letting up anytime soon. I feel like you have a lot more like experience and information on this, considering the fact that you lived there. Did you experience things like this when you were there?
Not at this level, but yes, there was a lot of scary moments. And, right. You know, not just with the fires, but with a couple of earthquakes and just the weather in general. Living in LA, the weather is beautiful. It's a beautiful place. It has a lot going for it, but at a very high cost.
Yeah.
And I'm going to touch on all of that in the next break, because I got a chance yesterday to really touch base with a lot of my friends and the people I'm close with there one by one. And that's how I spent a majority of my evening doing that. And
checking in on them.
I'm going to be honest.
Sure they're okay.
Very concerned right now.
Yeah.
It's very concerning.
Someone actually just texted in and asked how your apartment was. I don't think they know that you got rid of that a couple months back.
I did. I still have some friends that are living there. But it was evacuated last night, which I've never heard of anything happening. So obviously the fires are getting closer and closer just to the center of Hollywood in itself.
I'm curious to hear your take and what your friends said are saying to you. I also want to touch on something coming up here next that is really rubbing me the wrong way in response to these fires from people here, from someone in this very building. It's just not how I feel like we should be reacting to something like this. But I'll tell you exactly what that is, and we'll dive in deeper to this coming up next.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. 24 for the high today. We wanted to talk about this really quick. I can't imagine not talking and discussing this. Just asking everyone if they can please keep everyone in Los Angeles in their thoughts. The fires there that started in the Pacific Palisades, which is a neighborhood, it's in the west side of LA.
Yeah, describe that, because you're very much more familiar with that than anybody here probably.
It's not a huge neighborhood, but it's gorgeous. And about 90%, almost all of it is completely gone.
And like, explain why?
You know, there's something that what I've been told from some of my friends there is there's always wildfires there. They happen at specific times of the year, but there's also something called the Santa Ana winds, which happen at a certain time, which the winds get really, really bad. It's in the middle of the afternoon. You know, it could just start 50 mile an hour winds, and that comes from the Pacific Ocean. So usually when that hits, and if there's a small fire, I mean, it take a couple minutes to just spread like you wouldn't believe. How this actual fire started, I'm not 100% familiar. I know it started in the Palisades, in that neighborhood. Then it spread at such a rapid pace that now it seems that most, like I said, most of that neighborhood is gone. It's wiped out. I spent a majority of my evening reaching out to a lot of my close friends one by one. Right now, the situation is unimaginable.
So the neighborhood in which you're talking, is there like forests and trees around?
It's
or
very,
like...
think of like the Hollywood Hills. There, how homes are stacked up on each other, but there's also beautiful side streets. But some of the buildings within the Pacific Palisades like are over 115 years old.
Yeah.
And those are gone. It's just it's heartbreaking.
It's devastating.
To see the videos on social of people stuck in their homes, even in places like Malibu, that you just never think in an area like that, that something like this, detrimental could take place. But it can, especially in a place like California.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon for a lot of these fires. God knows I've seen my share. But right now the winds are so strong that it's blowing the fires into Malibu, onto the Pacific Coast Highway, which is a long stretch of road that really goes from Santa Monica all the way into Malibu. And you have all those beachfront properties and all those million-dollar homes that are that you see on TV and in the movies. Those are gone. I couldn't believe it, considering that a lot of these homes that are right on the water had burnt down. I don't know how the fire carried itself from where it was to where it ended up yesterday. I have no idea how that was possible. Because you never think all these homes that are on the water, you think, you know, they're safe from a fire, which was the opposite.
Yeah, well, if you throw water on a fire, doesn't it just ignite it more?
It's the winds that are really just feeding it. So
that's like really, and someone asked how your apartment in LA is.
Well, right
how
now,
that's going.
I talked to a dear friend of mine, Kristen, yesterday. She's a therapist. She lives in a town called Pasadena. And she was looking out her window yesterday and she was trying to do sessions with clients. And she told me she could see some of the fires from way back into the hills. And there were a couple of homes, friends, close friends of hers, that burnt down that are only 3 miles away from her. Yeah. My director, Greg, that we spoke to on the show a couple months back, he packed up his office. He packed up his home. Him and his wife left. I talked to my acting coach, Barry, yesterday, and he told me how concerned he was. He's in North Hollywood, but my apartment building in Hollywood had a level 3 evacuation. So everybody in Hollywood right now is leaving because across the street in the Hollywood Hills where I was living was a very well-known hiking trail called Runyon Canyon. That is completely on fire. And that is the worst place for a fire because it's so dry.
Yeah.
Everything there is dead. It's just extremely dry. It hasn't rained in a long time. And I'm just so broken up by some of these places that are, they're gone. I feel heartbroken. And one of the iconic places, I used to drive the Pacific Coast Highway every Saturday morning into Malibu, and Moon Shadows was this beautiful beachfront property. It was a little bar. Been there for years and years, and it's all gone. And my old boss lived in the Pacific Palisades. His entire house is gone. It's burnt to nothing. I mean, just talking to some of my friends yesterday, though, I really feel for them because some of those fires are only 20 minutes away. For others, they're only 10 minutes away. And you
I
can hear...
really scary.
It is. You can hear the panic.
Well, I mean, the story that I just read about the native, the Greece native who now lives there is like described it as apocalyptic, which is horrific to even think about. I think one of the biggest things for me, although I don't have like a personal connection to the area or the people, is the response of others to about these fires and about these people losing their homes. Excuse me. I don't agree with people saying things like, well, they chose to live there, or they're a millionaire, so who cares? Like, they got what was coming to them.
It's so tacky and so dismissive. People who don't live...
It's very distasteful.
If you don't live there, you can't understand the pain of watching your own city burn down. The places you love, the places that you eat at, the places that you frequent with friends and have meetings and live your day-to-day life. It doesn't matter if you're a millionaire or not. It's so tacky to me, considering the fact that these people, first of all, who cares if you're a millionaire or if you're an actor or if you're a celebrity? You work for the things that you have.
Right.
And if it's just taken away from you, why is that a dismissive way of just saying, well, you know, you got what was coming to you? How? Why?
Like,
bad things happen to anybody, right, and they can happen anywhere. But it just pisses me off so much when somebody says, well, they're millionaires, they can afford to get a new house. That's not the point.
It's their entire life and world just burnt in front of them, regardless of whether they have $5 in the bank account or $5 billion in the bank account. Like, your things that you have that are a part of your daily life are now gone. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And it's insane to me, because when a hurricane rolls through Florida or New Orleans or whatever, we all rally around. But it's not that people aren't doing that for the fires, but it's just a little more sympathetic. So it's like, well, that's like, you know, that's the average Joe just trying to make their way. How devastating for them. And it's like, just because they're on the West Coast and they live in LA and there's a stigma around LA that everyone who lives there is absolutely loaded and a millionaire and famous, that's simply not true. I mean,
no,
look at you, Moose. No offense, respectfully, of course.
It's definitely not the case. I mean, it's your everyday people, and
right,
people live in certain areas there, but it's I've never seen it get so close to home. And the fact that everybody left my apartment building yesterday and was asked to leave,
right,
because the fires were directly across the street is jarring.
It's like, where do you go? Like, where can you go?
You know, so a lot of people are leaving and driving to Las Vegas. Others are driving north to Northern California. It really depends. I don't know. I don't know what I would be doing in that situation right now.
Right.
There's a possibility I would have gone out sooner, but I don't know.
Can you fly?
I don't know what's going on at LAX. I have no idea. My buddy Raph flew in back home, I think it was Tuesday or yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was on the phone with him, and I said, this is terrible timing on your part. You know?
Should have stayed. Should've stayed in Rochester or Philly or wherever he was.
So I've never seen anything like this before. I just ask if everyone can keep my friends and the residents in the city of LA in their prayers, because they're going to need a lot of them. And
don't dismiss their loss, question mark?
No, because look, same can happen. If, God forbid, something happened to us here tragically, you know, anywhere.
Right.
Just medium income families. Somebody in a third world country could say the same about us. Oh, they're loaded. They're well off. No problem.
Right.
We don't even have running water here.
They got what was coming to them.
They got what was coming.
You being jealous of somebody's hard work and ethic and job is weird to me. Like, it's just weird.
Yeah, I just don't do well with the people that lack so much empathy for something like this that's happening.
Yeah.
That's totally out of control for most people. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. So right now it's just, we're staying updated. It's the only news right now that's coming up on TV and social media and everywhere. It was a tough night, and I'm just really pulling for that city and the people I love that are there.
Keeping your friends and close ones in our thoughts and prayers, because it's just like insane.
Yeah.
Literally insane. You made a lot of really great friends and relationships out there that, I mean, they'll probably never be the same. Them as people. So
no, they've experienced a lot of loss in the last 24 hours. A lot of loss. So we're going to take a quick break here. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's PXY Mornings.
Of like, do we need to get full-time daycare? Because right now, you know, we're relying on my mom and my stepmom, and like, they just do things without asking.
Yeah. I'm sure this has happened to others too. How did you handle it? If your mother-in-law, if your mom or whoever just took it upon themselves to do something like this, cut your daughter or your son's hair for the first time without asking?
I think it's very, very much so stepping on toes and going above heads. And especially, I mean, the thing that gets me is she's a parent, clearly. She's your parent. She knows how important these moments are. So for her to take those away from you, it's concerning.
It's a great story, though.
She's like, I'm crying, but thank you.
I mean, I'm kind of out of words. Like, I don't even know what to say at this point. I'm like getting more angry thinking about it.
Who's more upset, you or your husband?
me.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I was
yeah, but
say.
Like he's upset too. Like he understands.
Yeah,
he gets. Yeah,
listen,
he gets your POV.
I'm a guy. I totally understand.
I get it too.
You know, I'm very particular about who touches my hair. But my first haircut, that's got to be done just right. Your mom took a chainsaw to your kid's head. It's crazy. Jennifer, we really appreciate you calling in, sharing your story. We'll get to some texts coming in right now.
Thank you.
All right. Can you send us a picture of
your... No, literally. We'll post it on the PXY Instagram.
I would love to see what this haircut looks like.
No, I can't. Because I'm too worried that it would like get out there, and I don't want my daughter to find it eventually years down the
road. Yeah, we don't want your kid getting canceled in 2030. That'd be terrible.
Right.
All right, thanks for the call. Have a great day, okay?
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. A lot of messages coming in right now. The first one was from Ashley, who says, regardless of the reason, her mother overstepped her boundaries.
Yes, 100%.
She did not respect the boundaries of her daughter. If she wanted to take it off her daughter's plate, she would have just asked before proceeding and cutting her daughter's hair for the first time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let me go to the phones real quick. PXY, what's your name?
Eliana.
Oh, hello, dear.
Oh, hello, our queen.
Hello.
All right. I know you're probably very
bothered. Don't you have like seven kids?
Yeah, I got a big one. Yeah, yeah. About five of them.
Yeah.
But when my first son was 3 years old, he had curls till his shoulders. He looked gorgeous.
So cute.
Gorgeous curls. They had natural highlights and all that stuff. Now, it wasn't my mother. It was my mother-in-law.
Oh.
She decided that he looks like a girl, and she's going to take him and get a haircut.
Oh.
And my husband went with her. Nobody discussed it with me. Nobody asked me. I came home. She was supposed to be there for 2 hours while he was asleep. Number one, she woke him up.
Oh, my God.
She took him somewhere to get his haircut. I came home. I flipped.
Stop.
I just stood there. I was ready to kill somebody.
How much?
Easy peasy.
I said nothing.
Eliana, how much hair did they actually take off of your son?
80% of his hair.
And he had beautiful curls?
All the beautiful curls were gone. Mm-hmm. I wanted to keep one when I cut his hair. When I cut his hair somewhere.
Right.
What do you do? You keep it in a mason jar on the shelf?
I just keep it in the Ziploc bag and put his name and date and just keep it.
I don't know.
It was beautiful curls. Beautiful curls.
So what, please share with us the conversation that was had with your husband.
Ex-husband now, correct? Ex-husband?
Ex-husband.
Here we go.
Long time ago.
Yep.
But anyway, I was furious. To her, I said nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because the moment you say something to her, that's the power that she wanted. She wanted me to get pissed.
Correct.
She wanted me to lose my mind.
Yep.
And I didn't. I said nothing.
Oh,
but
wow.
Oh, my God. There was no dinner that night. Anyway.
No dinner.
And I went out.
Oh.
I went to my girlfriend's house. I was furious.
She's out of here.
Yeah, I was furious. But that was the only one she ever did.
Yeah,
something
so you
like
can
that too, because I had four more.
Yeah, so you can totally understand then where our girl Jennifer is coming from and why she was so pissed.
Oh my God. You have no idea. Because I mean, that's something you do not do to other people's kids. It's not your kid. Yeah, you're the grandma. And she depends on her, so she can't tell her anything.
Yeah, it's a milestone too. Eliana,
I could have told mine. But no, I kept my cool.
Yeah.
I'm better than that.
And
Oh my God.
You keeping your cool is what upset your mother-in-law even more.
Of course. She wanted a reaction out of you. We love you so much. Thank you for the story.
Yeah. Thanks, Eliana. Let me go over to Chrissy, who says, this may not seem like a big deal for a lot of people, but I can totally understand why this woman is upset. A child's first haircut is some of the milestones that officially bond a child with her parent. James says, if I knew a kid's first haircut was such a big deal to women, then I never would have put a bowl on my kid's head and start cutting.
This person says, we had to go no contact for my mother-in-law for reasons just like this. Her logic was that she doesn't need to ask or inform us because she raised kids before. Sorry, but I've seen your work in raising kids. No thanks. tea. Yeah,
let me go over to Tommy real quick before we wrap up. Tommy says, hi, guys. Just a quick thought here. One way to get through to these older women like I do, my mother-in-law, is compare something from the olden days to the current days and point out how much better the change has made things. Then ask them if the change would have been helpful to them with their little kids, like the invention of the stroller, the car seat, practically our practical safety issues, bike helmets. Ask her if she made her kids wear bike helmets, and did she wear a bike helmet? Everything these parents think they did back then and was better, we do it better now.
Right.
And a lot of these parents need to mind their own business, the in-laws. Okay, thank you, Tommy. He's got a lot he needs to get off his chest this morning.
He's pissed.
Yeah, thank you, guys. And Jennifer, thank you for calling up this morning, being a part of the show.
Our heart goes out to you.
It really does. Send us that pic.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I can go for an espresso right now.
Me too.
With something in it.
That's a me espresso martini.
Greece Police Department still looking for the suspects who robbed that Dubai jewelry store at the Greece Ridge Mall. This was Monday at around 6:45 p.m. Right in the food court. Police say eight suspects went into the mall, six of them into Dubai jewelry. Two stayed nearby. The suspects, aged from 15 to 25 years of age, wore mask, gloves. Yeah, of course they wore masks. They're all big and bad until you take the mask away.
Right.
Jumped over the counter, used a baseball bat to smash the display cases. Some of you have maybe already seen the footage from this robbery, but they tore that place up.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it all under a minute. There was about $90,000 of jewelry stolen, and there was $3,000 in damages to display cases. Store security tried to stop the suspects, but they were threatened with a baseball bat.
That's tough.
So they ran into the food court to the exit. Another security officer was almost hit by a baseball bat by one of the suspects. Hopefully he was not on a Segway.
Yeah.
The suspects left in a dark Chevrolet Malibu, and then Rochester police found the car empty on Lang Street.
Because it was probably stolen.
Right. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Greece Police Department, 585-865-9200. That way they can give all these guys an appearance ticket in court so they cannot show up.
My friends, we are living in the purge.
And around we go, right?
Where's our mayor?
What? It's just embarrassing at this point. I don't know how many times we got to keep talking about us living in a lawless city between the break-ins and the vehicles that everybody says they're doing something about. And it's not just in the city anymore, you guys.
Right.
It's Penfield. It's Pittsford. It's Fairport. It's Greece. It's everywhere. So we'll see what happens with that.
More to come.
Oh, no, we're dealing with the situation. We added another part-time security guard to the mall at Greece Ridge.
Okay. They're also sleeping.
Thank God. We all feel safe now.
Yes.
Guys, I can really use some help on this morning coming up. I can't be alone here when I say my cell phone bill each month makes me sick.
Ugh.
Who's your carrier and how much do you pay each month? And also, what are we really paying for? What's an equipment surcharge?
Right.
I'm so confused why my bill seems to be all over the map each month. How much do you typically pay each month for your bill? Let us know. We're going to talk about it coming up next on the show. How many of you guys have a cell phone bill that is through the roof every single month? Because I cannot be alone on this. Call us up and share with us who your carrier is, how much you pay each month. 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I don't understand. Like, I was trying to figure this out yesterday, why I have an unlimited plan. If my bill is close to $140 every month, for what? I have unlimited everything, but Verizon will charge me $118 one month, then the following it's $138. It constantly fluctuates.
It's like my paycheck.
I'm just really sick of paying all this money for a freaking phone when I was promised I was going to save money.
Uh-oh, here comes our phone dealer right now.
Yeah, please, don't even get me started. I've been a Verizon customer for 17 years.
Yeah.
Consistently loyal. Does anyone know if I would most likely be saving money if I switched to T-Mobile?
Don't even mutter the words.
No, I'm serious.
Oh my God. Okay, first of all, I don't know what it is, but I have always been under the notion that Verizon is superior. And when my friends in, like, I don't know, middle school or high school were like, oh, I have T-Mobile or I have AT&T, I was like, oh God, why?
No, I'm sorry. I gotta why? Go. I need a better option right
you
now
need...
because I'm paying out of the ass.
Yeah.
I can't do it. PXY, what's your name?
Marcus.
Marcus,
what up, boy?
Talk to us.
Okay, listen. So I've had AT&T, T-Mobile. I've had Sprint in the past.
Sprint.
All of the above, okay?
Yeah.
What I found out was that I get the same service in the Appalachian Mountains on AT&T, Sprint, and right now I have T-Mobile. I still have excellent service. So what I found out is that we get what we pay for per se. And some of these things are the same. So, like, we're paying these astronomical prices for the name of the brand. If we come down a little bit lower, you're going to get the same service. So, right now, my bill is like $50 a month.
For who?
For everything.
With
where?
Who? I have T-Mobile right now, so it's like $50 a month for everything.
Are you kidding?
Of course, if I paid astronomical prices on Verizon, on AT&T, I have excellent service. I don't know what to tell you.
So, let me break this down for you, Marcus, okay? Here, I'm going to run through my bill. My plan is $90 unlimited, okay? Then I pay a $5 device fee. And then I pay a $19 fee for service and perks, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Then I pay a surcharge of $5.30. And then I pay a federal universal service charge, whatever the hell that is, for $1.23. I have a regulatory charge, which costs 20 cents. And then an admin and teleco recovery charge, which is $4. And then I pay a gross receipt surcharge, which is 40 cents. Taxes and government fees are $4. And then I pay a New York public safety communication.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't
be crazy.
That's right. We're looking for caller 8 right now to win a family 4-pack of tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters at the Blue Cross Arena. February 8th, and all you got to do is beat our girl in trivia. Let's go to the phones. Looking for caller 8, PXY. Who's this?
Mamba!
Mamba, you're caller 8!
What up? Not Mamba.
Mamba, where are you calling from, bud?
Rochester, New York.
All right, are you ready to go head-to-head with our girl?
Let's do it.
All right, Breezy's going to leave the room. Mamba?
Good luck, Mamba. Mamba number 5.
Mamba 24, Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant, he says. All right, listen, you got 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breezy, you automatically get the win. Let's go to question number 1. Mamba, what is the main ingredient in a Crayola crayon?
I'm going to go with wax.
All right, number 2. Where is Disneyland located?
Yeah, Florida somewhere.
Disneyland. You're going to go with Florida?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been.
Okay. All right, let's go to question number 3. Mamba, which restaurant chain is known for its Grand Slam breakfast?
Man, I don't go to these either. But I'm just going to guess and say Denny's.
All right. Going with Denny's. We all love a good breakfast, do we not, Mamba?
Yeah, I'm making myself.
Yeah. What is the smallest planet in our solar system? Question 4. Smallest planet in our solar system.
Well, yeah, I'm just going to go out on a whim with this. I'm not an astrologer. I'm a chef, so I'm just going to say Venus.
You say Venus? All right, you're going with Venus? And then question 5. Mamba, what classic cartoon gang consist of 4 friends and a dog?
4 friends and a dog. Cartoon.
That's right.
Cartoon. Yeah, you're a little jerk, but this one moves. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say Little Rascals. Looney Tunes.
3 seconds on the clock. They drive around in a van, Mamba.
Oh, let's do Scooby-Dooby.
Scooby-Dooby. All right, that's five on the board there. We're going to bring Breezy back in the room. We're going to tally these up, and then we're going to go head-to-head. All right, Breezy, are you ready for your competition?
Mambo!
Working on you, Breezy.
He brought his A-game today. Mamba has officially 3 out of 5.
Oh, God.
All right, not too bad, man. You didn't do too shabby there. All right, I'm going to put you on hold real quick. Talk some trash to Breezy before she starts.
Yo, Breezy, I think your shoes are inside.
I'm dead.
All right, Breezy, question number one. What is the main ingredient in a Crayola crayon?
Wax.
Question two. Where is Disneyland located?
California.
Question number three. Which restaurant chain is known for its Grand Slam breakfast?
Denny's. I love Denny's.
Breezy, what is the smallest planet in our solar system?
Pluto?
Final answer?
Yeah.
She's going with Pluto. And question number five. What classic cartoon gang consists of four friends and a dog?
Oh, Scooby-Doo.
All right, that's five. Let's tally these up. All right, I'm looking at the score right now. And it is officially... Hey, Marcus, you ready for this, bud?
Unfortunately, yeah.
It is 3-4. Breezy got the win.
No!
Breezy, I swear to goodness, I was going to say Pluto.
Yeah, she was going to say
Did Pluto. Did I get Pluto?
No, the correct answer was Mercury. You both got that wrong. Question one, yes, wax is the main ingredient in a crayon. Question two, just a heads up, Mamba, Disneyland is located in Anaheim, California.
Yeah.
Disney World is in Florida. Question three, Denny's has that Grand Slam breakfast. And Mercury is the smallest planet in our solar system. And, of course, Scooby-Doo.
Wait, Mamba. Are you in a rocket ship right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
By the way, he says he's a chef. Where do you work?
Yeah, where?
Right now I'm catering. I'm going to disclose that. So, you know, I care not to share that information.
Okay, so we will definitely get that information off air. And if you choose to come to my house for a private chef party, I'll give you the tickets.
That's right.
This is sort of what I do, Breezy.
Yeah. All right.
So fair enough. So it's settled. You will bribe me by coming and cooking me dinner. I will give you the tickets. It's all good.
All right. Hey, do us one favor. One favor. Mamba, I need you to say, my name is Mamba from Rochester, New York, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Mamba from Rochester, New York, and I was forced to say I can't beat Breezy.
Yeah!
He's a good sport.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Something's missing.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. You know, with the cold weather, I was thinking about this, and it's so easy for some of us to just constantly sit in a bar and just drink our sorrows away, which, don't get me wrong, I do enjoy doing.
It feels like that's like the only option
to
like warm up in the winter, especially in here, like in this area. Like, we're just going to go to a bar and day drink or go out to dinner or just not leave your house at all because you don't want to bear the weather.
Lucky for us in the city of Rochester, we do have other options.
Yeah.
I don't know what a lot of them are, but Breezy does.
Well, I just feel like I've been, you know, dabbling in some fun things recently. And we tend to forget as people that there's more to do with your friends and your loved ones than just going out to dinner.
Yeah.
Going out for drinks.
Yes.
It's such a crutch. It's such a default.
You have any idea how many true crime doc and serial killer documentaries there are right now on TV? You could sit together as a family. You can watch them. You could talk about them.
No, it's not what I was going for. I'm talking about leaving the house, going to do something fun, okay?
Okay.
Not watching Dahmer for the 87th time. It's starting to become an obsession. It really is. It's where I really am pushing that BetterHelp subscription. So I'm thinking, like, just this past weekend, I went to Disney on Ice. That was cool. That was really cool.
Who did you go with?
I went with my girlfriend, her really good friend, and her friend's son.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah, we brought a kid.
There's a kid there,
We brought a kid.
There's a kid in the mix?
Right, right.
Okay.
We did. And it was fun. But I loved doing something like that because it was different. It was innovative. It was a good time. Then tomorrow, I'm going to see a comedy show. And I'm like, wow, I feel like people really sleep on comedy shows because they're really fun. It's such a different vibe than like going out to eat. You're being entertained, live entertainment at that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love a good comedy show. My last show was Sebastian Maniscalco when he was in town.
Oh, right, right, right.
I had a great time. Was at the Blue Cross Arena.
Massive.
Huge. Had a great time. I was like, this is, you know, you go to dinner, you see a show, but, you know, of course you're going to have a couple drinks. It always circles back to that.
You can always go to dinner and have drinks. You can always do that. I think it's a default and I think it's a crutch, but it's like, when you're doing something else attached to it or in place of, that's when things become fun. Also, like, let's bring back going to the movies. I'm so annoyed with the fact that people are like, well, I can just stream it. It's like, no, you can do everything from home. Get out of your house, change your scenery, change your environment, and go to the movies and support art and film. And
yeah.
Concessions.
We don't want the theaters going extinct. That's the last thing we need.
I'm not doing that.
A handful of them already have.
It did bring me hope, though, because I remember last weekend I talked about going to see Mufasa. That was a packed theater, and my girlfriend bought the tickets like a week prior. And thank God she did, because we wouldn't have gotten a seat on a Saturday night. It was full.
Was that a cartoon, or did they?
It was CGI. It was like CGI. Like, it wasn't a cartoon. It was
a lot of Disney energy.
I know. We talked about it Monday. I was in my Disney adult role over the weekend. But I just think that there's a lot of cool things that we have in and around this city and just tasks in general. And
yeah, that's true. Guys, we can't all go to the patron saint at the same time.
We can't all go at all. I mean, I don't have $1,400.
You can't get in.
We can't get in. I'm sure I could get in at some point. I just can't afford it.
We got to expand our horizons here. Okay, there's a lot to do in this city.
Stop eating, stop drinking, go ice skating. Go see a comedy show.
That was actually one of my New Year's resolutions this year was eat out less, because it's one of my favorite things to do. I love to experience. I'm a big foodie. Mm-hmm. I love the atmosphere in different restaurants. I love the food scene here in the 585. I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But it's just one of the things that costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
You can't constantly do it.
Right.
My father had a heart to heart with me on Christmas. He goes, you know, I'm sick and tired of, he's sick and tired. You know, I'm sick and tired of you spending all your money on crap. I said, like, what? He goes, the things you need the most, you don't buy, but you waste your money on garbage. I said, name one thing I waste my money on. He goes, how many times do you go out to dinner in a week? He goes, but there's holes in the bottom of your shoes and their boots are growing mold inside them, but you won't replace them. I'm like, Dad, like, you know what?
Dad, I got to get to red.
You make a valid point.
No, he's right, though. But I would rather you spend your money on like a comedy show or like a once in a lifetime experience. There's always going to be that breadbasket. There's always going to be those chicken tenders. This person says, I agree. Going to comedy shows is so fun. I miss the Comics Cafe on Winton Road.
Me too. That place was the best.
They were the best. We used to go so often. I agree. I love going to the movies as well. I do it for a family date night and a family every other weekend type thing.
My first stand-up routine was at the...
First and last.
No, I did it twice. My first stand-up routine was at the comedy at the, where is it? Comedy at the Carlson?
Oh, this one down here? Yeah.
I don't remember. But it was
didn't go well.
The most painful experience of my life.
Yeah,
I was supposed to do 5 minutes, and it lasted almost 17 and a half. I was like, thanks for coming to my HBO special, everyone.
They weren't, like, flashing the light?
They were. I didn't know what it meant.
They were. I thought we were having a fire. I don't know.
And I was like, when you see the red light, that means get the hell off stage. I ignored it because I'm like, oh, someone must be coming in and out of, you know, the
Idiot.
Theater. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Never do that again.
Glad it went well for you.
But yeah, everyone, there's so much to do in the city, like the movies, comedy shows, the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
On the 8th?
I think WWE's coming at some point. They always do.
Yeah.
Ice skating, like the Bill Gray Ice Complex. Like, I don't know. Go expand your horizons. That's your task for 2025, these next 3 months. Go do something.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'll be a patron saint this weekend.
No,
want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. 2 eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
BXY. Yeah, let's spit some hot fire and wrap this baby up, shall we? 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. It's time to clear
the air
on PXY Mornings.
If you want to cry, come to PXY.
That's right. Let's go over to Ashley. Hi, guys. This is a hot take for me. Sagging pants are the grossest, most unattractive, sloppy things someone can do. Try and present yourself a little better, shall we? It's not that hard. There I said it.
The saggy pants, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think anyone disagrees with you, Ashley. It's tough to show up to job interviews with your pants around your ankles.
What is the appeal of that? I never understood that.
It's a lifestyle.
Your ass hanging out?
It's a way of life.
I don't know. I just feel like...
Do you guys like my tailbone?
I feel like people who sag their pants have commitment issues. There, I said it. Like, commit. Either take your pants off or pull them up.
Which one is it?
I don't want this half-ass, one foot in, one foot out of the door.
You can't be.
I don't want one cheek hanging out and the other one completely covered.
That's right.
Commit.
You can't be on both sides of the leg.
Commit. There, I said it.
Let's go over to Vicky. My boyfriend has a golden retriever personality. And it's the cutest thing I've ever seen. If you're listening, I love you, baby. There, I said it. He's not listening, Vicky. He's at home with his wife and kids.
I'm just going to keep poking holes in every take that anyone says. I don't know if a golden retriever, quote unquote, personality is really healthy. There, I said it.
No way.
I don't think so.
I agree.
I think that it's like... this person is just at your beck and call. Like, this is such a thing in, like, the lesbian community. Like, I have a mask golden retriever. It's like...
What does it mean, though? That's what it means?
Like, I have a masculine presenting female who acts like a golden retriever and will just wait on me hand and foot and always be there for me no matter how badly I treat them. I hate it. Not into it. You'll never catch me using that little slogan. Thanks, though.
Isn't that all dogs?
Golden Retrievers are like the brand that is known for being the most loyal, though.
All right. I'm going to get me one of those dogs then.
You aren't responsible enough for a dog. There, I said it.
That's fine. Lori says, I feel for the people in LA. And I'm sorry that the whole city's on fire. But you knew what to expect when you moved there.
Oh, my God.
Don't move to a city that is known for fires, droughts, and earthquakes. There, I said it.
Did she miss our 740 break?
Can we have a little empathy for the people that are literally on fire right now?
That's like being like, you shouldn't live in Florida because there's hurricanes. That's like being like, you shouldn't live in Rochester because there's snow and you could die like the people in Buffalo a couple winters ago. Get out of my face. People have to live places. Sorry, that's like saying you shouldn't live in Kansas because there's tornadoes. You have to live places.
Yeah.
Every place has its thing.
Ask Dorothy.
Pissed. I'm shaking pissed.
Dorothy knows everything about it. Ask her. Let's go up to Christina. What's up, Christina? Hi, guys. Officially single and ready to mingle. I can't wait for the Bachelor auction this year, you guys. I will be front and center this March. Most people need to embrace being independent and single than being in a relationship. I promise you will be happier. There, I said it. Oh, baby, let's make love tonight. Oh, yeah.
Cancel our show, please. Janine's here and said, this is a loss I will never get over, but the death of Jimmy Carter really shook me to my core. Oh, there, my I God. Said it. So, like, what's the deal? Like, what's the vibe with this guy? Was he, like, God? Like, what's
Jimmy
happening
Carter
here?
Was an awesome president, and he was the longest living past president we've ever had. He was 100 years old.
Wow.
You got to celebrate that.
Jimbo Slice.
Going back to Christina, why did you and your boyfriend break up? Text us back.
Oh, my God.
We need the tea.
Not you meddling into people's relationships.
And you texted us.
This person says, supposedly is not a word. You sound dumb. There, I said it. Supposedly.
Supposedly? What? How do you even spell that? Supposedly? Because supposedly, I don't believe is in the dictionary.
Yeah.
Okay. She's obviously talking to you.
I'm not saying that word, supposedly.
Oh, let's go over to our friend Brett real quick. It's not the men. It's not that men are too short. It's that women are too tall. Have you seen some of the Neanderthals in this city?
Oh, it's always the women's problem. Classic.
It's beyond overwhelming. Classic. There, I said it. All right, Brett. I'm sure some of
the
ladies.
Tell me you're 5'2 without telling me you're 5'2.
Tell me you need a ladder for your pickup.
Tell me you wear lifters without telling me you wear lifters. No, I'm feisty this morning. I don't care anymore.
You need a damn nap.
I don't care anymore. So there's that. Thank you so much.
Christina's texting us back. Says, we broke up, Moose, because I completely lost interest in somebody who's a deadbeat. I wish you would have gone into more detail there, but that's okay. We'll take it. Christina is single and ready to mingle. See you at the Bachelor Auction.